Hundreds of displaced Queenstown workers may be used to help tackle a growing pest problem, Wilding Pine. It's part of the $100 million the government announced in March to help redeploy workers affected by COVID-19. Today, Biosecurity Minister Damien O'Connor visited a Wilding Pine site in Skipper's Canyon near Queenstown, where some tourism workers have already been redeployed. Tourism reporter Tess Brunton joined the visit.
Lee Saunders has been in the tourism industry for the past 7 years and is the owner and head guide for Alpine Luxury Tours. He had to make his guides redundant and put his business into hibernation.
A lot of people would say this to you as well. We just haven't seen it this bad, especially when the tap gets switched off and, you know, pretty much income stops flowing. You know, we've had the wage subsidy and things like that, but you get used to one thing and you just want to keep going and, you know, building business, and you just got to keep income coming in. So I sort of had to turn to this and help out.
Now he fells Wilding Pines and supervises crews on the hillsides around Queenstown.
Obviously it's helping the environment, helping the native plants and everything flourish once we get all these pines out. But it's an ongoing process, you know. It's going to take a long time to do it, but slowly whacking away at it and cutting out the little green tree on the hill, you sort of feel quite good.
Wilding infestations in Skipper's Canyon date back to the gold rush in the 1860s, when miners planted trees for shelter around the historic schoolhouse. Over the last 15 years, dense infestations have been removed. Flying over the rugged, mountainous landscape covered in tussock, the rich green of Wilding Pines in gullies and along the hillside signal the work left to go. Central Wilding Tree Control owner, manager Amon Saunders says it's been tough attracting New Zealanders, but he's hopeful that will improve.
Some of the Kiwis I have taken on, they basically just want to work. They've got families to feed, so they just want to be out, and they're loving it. They didn't realise how much a problem it was until we get out in the backcountry.
His crew of 8 to 10 has already gone up to 22, and Mr Saunders says he'll probably go up to 30, with redeployed Queenstown workers making up two-thirds. They cover about 9,000 hectares from lake level to 6,500 feet, using chainsaws, pulling out seedlings, aerial spraying and using herbicides. Sherman Smith manages the Wilding Conifer Program for Biosecurity NZ, saying the Wakatipu area is a hotspot for the invasive species.
Those areas that are impacted heavily by wilding conifers are these really unique New Zealand landscapes, and those are the areas that have lost tourism jobs through the impacts of COVID-19. So there's a really nice alignment here where we can take on workers, get them out there protecting these areas that they're involved in. You know, often these people from tourism have a passion for the outdoors anyway, particularly in places like Queenstown that's an adventure tourism hub. You know, there's some really good alignment there between the types of work, and, you know, and hopefully it can carry them through a bit of a rough patch coming out of COVID-19 until, you know, tourism recovers.
Queenstown Lakes Mayor Jim Bolt says it's killing two birds with one stone, creating jobs and eliminating Wilding Pine.
Obviously tourism is going to be quiet for quite a while, so seeing those workers finding really good, meaningful employment elsewhere is a very positive move.
The lockdown meant the Wilding Conifer Control Program could redirect some funds to begin work immediately, with $100,000 to support additional ground control and helicopter work. Biosecurity Minister Damien O'Connor expects the Queenstown project will create hundreds of jobs in the long run, with help from the latest budget.
Well, we want to ramp this up over the next few months. The money really comes on stream in July, but we've found money to get additional workers now. And then working with QLDC and working with a trust here, we'll try and have as many job opportunities as we can. But the reality is some of the money will have to be spent on helicopters because of the country.
Work on Queenstown's Wilding Pines is expected to ramp up next week, with more workers and helicopters tackling the pest. In Queenstown for Checkpoint, Cortes Brunton, TNA.